Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Parker with the Social Anxiety Remedy, and I just wanted to put out a quick podcast on my opinion on everything that's going on in the world right now. I haven't put anything out in over a week, so I just wanted to give a few tips on things that we can start doing, especially when we're struggling with social anxiety. It's gonna be very easy to fall back into just a very comfortable mindset now that you're not really even supposed to leave your home. And so you might like that right now. So just giving some tips on how you can, you know, make the best of the situation, especially if you have a little bit of momentum right now and you've been, following a lot of the strategies and starting to put yourself out there in social situations, so that you can not lose that while you're kind of cooped up inside, deprived of any communication with other people socially. So I wanted to touch on a few things there. I also wanted to express the extreme gratitude that I have for you guys. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if you type up social anxiety on Spotify, we're now the number one podcast that pops up in the world. So that is just mind-blowing to me. And I just cannot express my gratitude enough to all of you who have subscribed, who have given ratings. It makes it so much easier for people to find the content. So I just wanted to thank you guys so much for that. If you've been following along, you know that we're actually making a completely free course that should be out, I'd say, within the next 2 weeks now that I have some time on my hands. And I asked you guys on the Facebook group what it was that you guys were most interested in learning when it came to the five, you know, key strategies that we talk about. There's obviously so much more, but these are the five that we've really kind of developed into a formula. And overwhelmingly, it was the subconscious release and the trauma release and those two kind of things put together, which is kind of cool because it's something that it's the very beginning. So we'd be able to start off with that. So we've recorded a couple hours of content already. And so that's what we're moving towards. Something that I've kind of been getting questions about lately in regards to the subconscious release is kind of like the trauma aspect of it. And then some people are like, well, you know, Parker, I know that I have not gone through certain things that I know certain other individuals have gone through when it comes to trauma. Like, I can't say that I've actually gone through trauma, right? And then what I kind of have to say to that is it doesn't like everybody in some way or form of aspect has a feeling of social anxiety. Okay. Has felt that, feeling, maybe not as extreme as others, but, you have felt that, and it stems from this belief and your core beliefs. Okay. And your core beliefs is what are formed from experiences that you've had in your past and sensations and people, that you've listened to, especially when we're children and we're not really able to form opinions yet and conceptualize certain topics. We shove that down and that all goes into our subconscious. So that's what the course is going to be talking about. It's going to be a lot about, you know, just completely learning about the subconscious, how to hack it. There's going to be MP3 audios and meditations of the releases, and you're going to each be able to find those specific and unique triggers to you and then release them, okay? Because we all have them, and a lot of the times you may not even be able to remember them or recognize them. So we're going to show, you know, step-by-step ways on how you can actually begin to recognize the own ones in your life, you know, the unique ones to you. And then the, you know, MP3 and the audios are going to show you how to release them, as well as we're going to do EFT tapping in there too. So the course is actually, it's going to be pretty long for, you know, and it should be out in the next 2 weeks. So very stoked that I have the time to actually do that now. With the virus going around, my other business, I help restaurants with marketing, and unfortunately, restaurants are getting, you know, that industry is getting hit super hard. And if you guys know anything about that, then, you know, if you have family involved, you have friends, if you are in that industry, then I'm very sorry. And I hope that things can start turning around very soon. But, you know, now that we have the time, you know, to meditate on our own thoughts, to be with ourselves, it's really the time to start soaking up the knowledge and start finding the books and start finding the people that you want to start learning from. Because when you think of the state of consciousness right now, and you think of the paradigm that many people are in, it's, you know, the lower levels of fear, of anger, and of apathy. And whether you're getting, you know, news from mainstream media, whether you're getting things from social media, from the government, whatever it may be, it's very easy for, especially if you're in marketing, it's very easy for you to sell when people are in this type of consciousness, okay? So you're going to see media really just absolutely overselling themselves with that and putting out such incredibly like false and just misleading information. And it's something that like I haven't gone into that much, but just for an example, say you're reading a blog post on your phone or something like that, and you see something pop up that's like the top 10 best things that our government has done for us this year, as opposed to right next to it, you have the 10 nastiest, dirtiest, and criminal-like thing the government has done to you this year. You know, what are you going to click on? And so, unfortunately, you know, our brains are still animal-like, right? We still have the same brain as we did back in the caveman days, and that's just how we react. We react to fear and anger way more, and things that trigger us. And so, especially when you're able to start release that stuff, it ends up being amazing. But you can't, like, it's easy for me to say that, though. It's easier for me to be like, oh, well, you know, fuck all the journalists that are putting out this kind of stuff. But Stephen Covey says this in the Seven Highly Effective People, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, I believe. Basically, one of the most popular lines is like, seek first to understand, then to be understood. And that, you know, that quote can be taken in a million different ways and is such a powerful line. But in something like this, it's like, you know, what happens to the journalist who's out there trying to, you know, do their thing and like provide the truth to people, and then they're putting out these articles, and then you, the consumer, like after they're putting out like positivity and like maybe and like more hard-based facts, don't click on their article, right? And then little Johnny over there is, you know, getting millions of views for something that's a little more triggering, that's a little fear induced, that's anger induced, and then you know, you little tomboy over here is like, well, I have to provide for my family, I have to do this, and then maybe one day you know sprinkle a little bit of that fear into the article and some of that anger into the article, and you see clicks, and then, you know, you have to provide for your family, so you continue to do it, you continue to do that, and then you go down that path. And so you like, obviously, that may be kind of an extreme example, but you just have to understand that it's not of any other people's fault. It's just the reality of the situation, right? If you can't beat them, you join them. And that's kind of what, you know, happens in something like this. So it's very easy to be sold. And when you're in this type of consciousness and state, you're going to see everybody around you kind of being like this. I know that, you know, news is on 24/7, so I just want you guys to like start to recognize that, like, you don't take everything that I'm saying for hard truth and hard fact. Like, I'm not going to talk about the virus and like an opinion like, oh, it's not real, blah, 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 blah. Like, I know nothing about the virus. Okay. I'm not stupid. And I'm not going to like say that. I'm sure most of you may even know more than I do, because I choose to not watch or not consume any news and any media, really, because of the fact that I think it's so harmful for your psyche. But, you know, pay attention to your own feelings, pay attention to your own intuition right now. That's something that I've said in the past. It's something that gets so covered up that people, you know, you have your phone, you have everything like you're attached to. If you get bored in 1 minute, you're going to just like go straight to your phone, go straight to Netflix, go straight to YouTube, go straight to anything. And people, you know, don't like themselves. People can't stay with themselves and come up with their own thoughts. The majority of things that pop up in your mind and your own ideas are based from other people, and they aren't based from your actual, you know, intuition and self. And so I think that by being in this situation right now, it's really going to lead to some incredible things for people to begin to start becoming much more present, start waking up to some of the realities of life. So I'm pretty excited for what is to come within all that. You know, people are going to kind of start to see what's going on in the media, I believe, and or start to kind of reject some of it. I think it gets so played out in the fact that it just creates this separateness and this like distinction one from another, you know, one side of the left, one side of the right. And if you buy into any of that, into an extreme side, I think you're just giving them the power. Like you're not understanding that we are all as the world, as a civilization, we're all one. Like we come from the same exact DNA. We come from the same exact fucking stardust. And if you're not able to see that, then it's just very unfortunate. And when separation is something that is being told, it makes you feel it just doesn't make you feel good. But when you kind of start to see that, you know, we're all like, I am in you, you are in me, the things that you put out into the world come back to you in the same tenfold. And you start to see like this togetherness, you start to feel much better about yourself. You know, you start to see much more confidence and whatnot. So, I just wanted to put out this quick, I guess, podcast of my little rant. And just to start to hopefully influence you guys just a little bit to start looking out into other areas, do your own research and whatnot. Don't take my word for any of this. Just feel what you feel to be right and do your own research, obviously. And so when it comes to some things that we can begin doing when you're struggling with social anxiety and you're staying inside, I think like I said, finding the right individuals, that you feel a connection to start researching into their work, to begin finding books that, you've been trying to read but you've been putting it like, you know, you need to read. Like now's the time to prepare for what you actually want. And now's the time to sit down, you know, figure out your goals, map out a vision that you want for yourself, and who you want to see yourself becoming in the next year, 5 years, 10 years, what that looks like. And so we're going to be talking about that a lot when it comes to a new character. So I've been posting a lot of stuff on Instagram lately. Have to get back into that. So I've been posting a lot of stories and just like snippets throughout the day. Of things that kind of pop up into my mind. That's just like little things that I don't want to do a whole podcast on. So I'll put it up there. So I'll leave that link in the description, and I'll also leave the Facebook link in the description as well. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you guys in the next one.